It was more than a local business.
It's just a beloved institution.
Kirsten Oldenburg has worked at Fraker's Hardware for a couple years. She's among a constant stream of people who've stared in disbelief at the now charred store.
The employees know the customers, and the customers know them by first name.
A four-alarm fire ripped through the historic building, sending black smoke billowing into the sky.
There's been three firemen taken to the hospital, all of them with minor injuries.
Deputy Fire Chief John Donnelly.
We expect the investigation to take at least 5 days. At some point after that, we'll have a cause.
Officials with the ATF are assisting. In the district, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.